Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week is from a young old-time band from West Virginia, the Modoc Rounders, and we heard the classic Rye Straw. Their CD, Home Music, is on Buffalo Skinner Records. My wife Betty and I have just returned from our annual vacation in West Virginia. Each summer we attend the Augusta Heritage Arts Workshops at Davis and Elkins College in Elkins, West Virginia. We've been going to Augusta for the past 30 years, and each year it feels like going home as we spend a week with friends. I worked for Vocal Week, and Betty was a student. West Virginia has been very important to our musical development. We're both old-time musicians, and we're introduced to the music by some of the master players we've met at Augusta. This week's program will focus on traditional musicians and a few master songwriters that call the Mountain State home. We'll begin with Tim O'Brien, originally from Wheeling and today living in Nashville. His CD, Where the River Meets the Road, features music from many of West Virginia's very best songwriters and musicians. Grandma's Hands was written by Bill Withers, a proud West Virginian. Music from the Mountain State on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
On Sunday morning, Grandma's hands played the tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to issue out a warning. She'd say, "Billy, don't you run so fast. Might fall on a piece of glass. Might be snakes there in the grass." Grandma's hands. Hey, Grandma's hands sued a local unwed mother. Grandma's hands used to ache sometimes and swear.
Take the time.
We're listening to music from the mountain state of West Virginia this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and that was Russ Barenberg, Jerry Douglas, who's a native West Virginian, and Edgar Meyer, along with Sam Bush on the mandolin, with Big Sciota, a tune from the Hammonds family, who lived in Pocahontas County, West Virginia. That's from Skip Hop and Wobble on Sugar Hill Records. And before that, Molly O'Brien and Rich Moore, her hubby, from their recording Love Runner, and we heard the title track. That's on Remington Road Records from Molly and Rich. And we let off that set with Molly's little brother, Tim. Tim O'Brien, from his recording Where the River Meets the Road, a collection of West Virginia tunes. We heard Grandma's Hands, Bill Withers' classic song. That's on Howdy Skies Records. I'm going to lead off this next set with an award-winning songwriter and storyteller from West Virginia, Kate Long, and her most famous song, Who'll Watch the Home Place. Here's Kate from her recording Pieces of Heart on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Leaves are falling and turning in showers of gold as the postman climbs up our long hill. And there's sympathy written all over his face as he hands me a couple more bills. Who'll watch the home place? Who'll tend my heart's dear space? Who'll fill when I am gone from here? There's a lovely green nook by a clear running stream. It was my place when I was quite small, and its creatures and sounds could soothe my worst pains, but today they don't ease me at all. Who'll watch the home place? Who'll tend my heart's dear space? Who'll fill my empty place when I am gone from here? In my grandfather's shed there are hundreds of tools. I know them by feel and by name. Like parts of my body, they've patched this old place. If I move them, they won't be the same. Who watched the home place? Who tend my dear space? Who'll fill my empty place when I am gone from here? Now I wander around, touching each blessed thing, the chimney, the tables, the trees. And the memories swirl around me like birds on the wing. When I leave here, oh, who will I be? Who watches the home place? Who'll tend my heart's dear space? Who'll fill when I am gone from here?
lonesome here, lonesome all the time. Lonesome on that cherry river line. Down yonder mountain, beneath the spreading pine, know that she loves me, 'cause she's always on my mind. There stand my Lulu gal, dram glass in her hand, drinking away her troubles and courting another man. Them pretty little shoes, dress you wear so fine. Got the shoes from an engineer, got the dress from a driver in the mine. Train that I ride, kinda slow. Hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. And when I die, bury me neath the tide, I can hear the train as she goes rolling by. It's lonesome here, lonesome all the time, lonesome on that cherry, that cherry river line. Lonesome here, lonesome all the time, lonesome on that cherry river line. Thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 1932. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. We're visiting West Virginia this week, and our theme music comes from the Modoc Rounders, and they're recording Home Music, and a tune that we've played around the house for many years, Jimmy Johnson, but I was never quite sure of the lyrics until I heard the Modoc Rounders. Home Music is on Buffalo Skinner Music. Before that, we heard from Dwight Diller, my banjo guru, from his recording Just Banjo 99, West Virginia Mountain Music. And we heard Abe's Retreat. That's on U Pine Mountain Music out of Hillsboro, West Virginia, from Dwight Diller. And before that, we heard from Melvin Wine and U Piney Mountain, recorded at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival back in 1976. Dwight took the name of his record label from U Piney Mountain. That's on Classic Old Time Fiddle on Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, we heard from Bob Heyer, my great friend from Wheeling, West Virginia, and a tune that he learned from the playing of Lester and Linda McCumbers, a tune called Cherry River Line. That's from his recording, That Lonesome Road, on Table Rock Records from Bob Heyer. And before that, we heard the Elk River Blues along with West Virginia Hills from Heidi Muller and Bob Webb from their recording, Seeing Things. Bob is from West Virginia, and Heidi, I think, is from the Pacific Northwest. Elk River Blues was written by Ernie Carpenter when he lost his home place to a dam project. Seeing Things is on their own record label, Heidi Muller and Bob Webb. And we let off that set with Kate Long from her recording Pieces of Heart and her wonderful song, Who Will Watch the Home Place? Kate Long. That's on Edna Records. We're going to lead off this next set with Hazel Dickens, one of West Virginia's most revered songwriters. This is probably her best-known song, West Virginia, My Home, from Hazel Dickens on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Remember why I left so free, what I wanted to do, what I wanted to see. But I can sure remember where I come from. West Virginia, oh, my home. West Virginia. Those hills, the place that I call home. it's not one I thought I'd find. Well, let me live, look, let me cry when I go. Just let me die among the friends who remember when I'm gone. West Virginia, oh, my home. West Virginia's where I belong. In the dead of the night, in the still and the quiet, I slip away like a bird in flight back to those hills, the place that I call home.
Pretty bird, fly, fly away, fly away, little pretty bird, and pretty you'll always stay. I see in your eyes a promise, your own tender love you'd bring. But fly away, little pretty bird, cold runneth the spring. Love's own tender flames warm this meeting, and love's tender songs you'd sing. But fly away, little pretty bird, and pretty you'll always stay. I cannot make you no promises, for love is such a delicate thing. But fly away, little pretty bird, for he'd only clip your wings. Fly, fly away, you little pretty bird. Fly, fly away. Fly away, little pretty bird. And pretty you'll always stay. Fly far beyond the dark mountain to where you'd be free evermore. Fly away, little pretty bird, where the cold winter winds don't blow.
This is called Shanghai. I learned from Burl Hammonds.
Thank you. in me. You turn your eyes away. You say you will not follow me, no matter what I say. I'm going to the West. I'm going to the West.
From Pawpaw, West Virginia, the Critton Hollow String Band, and Going to the West, a song that was collected by the Seeger family. That's from their recording Cowboys and Indians on Yodelahi Records, the Critton Hollow String Band. And before that, a man who repaired my banjo and made it playable once again. We heard Andy Fitzgibbon from the recording The New Young Fogies, and he introduced the tune Shanghai, The New Young Fogies, and Andy Fitzgibbon. And we let off that set with Kathy Matea and Hazel Dickens. Kathy was singing one of Hazel's songs called Pretty Bird from the recording of the same name on Captain Potato Records. And then we heard Hazel, West Virginia, My Home, from her recording Hard-Hitting Songs for Hard-Hit People on Rounder Records. We are listening to wonderful music from West Virginia. I'm going to lead off this last set with a couple of folks we know pretty well, Jesse Milnes and Emily Miller. And the fun's all over on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Too late, too late.
Kay Justice and Alice Gerard, along with Jenny Hawker and Too Late, Too Late, from the singing of Molly O'Day, who was actually born in Kentucky but spent most of her performing career in West Virginia. That was written by her husband, Lynn Davis. That's from Alice and Kay's recording, Tear Down the Fences, on K-Bell Records. And before that, we heard from Jesse Milnes and Emily Miller. Fun's All Over from their recording, The Deep End Sessions, Volume 2, Jesse and Emily. Hope you've enjoyed our program of West Virginia music, music that's really close to my heart. And if you'd like to have a real good time, there's some wonderful music festivals in West Virginia. There's Glenville, the state music festival. There's the Vandalia Gathering in Charleston. Clifftop, which is happening right now. And if you want to check out Augusta, you can log on to AugustaHeritageCenter.org for an intensive study in traditional music. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1932.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger. I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger. I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer and